Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I'm joined now by Michael Zhuang. He's actually been in the news of late. Paula Penfold's been doing a series as part of the Stuff Circuit and reporting on Chinese Communist Party interference in New Zealand. And a couple of days ago, released some footage of actually Michael and his friend Jian Jing being attacked here in New Zealand by supporters of the CCP. So I wanted to get hold of Michael and have a little bit of a chat. So he joins us now. G'day, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you, Simon?
Well, I'm okay. I'm not the one who got attacked on the streets of Auckland, it looked like, from the footage. I mean, tell listeners what happened.
Yeah, it was outside of the Quarters Hotel. I'm all right. The other guy, Jian Xing, in the report, he was roughed up quite a bit more. And so what happened was, so we heard about, you know, Li Qiang's visit to New Zealand, and it's actually Jian Xing, he called me and said, you know, we should go there. And well, in the news report, it sounded like we were the only two people there, but there was actually a bunch of protesters. But so what happened was, so at the event, there's a lot of people organized by the, I would say, Chinese consulate, along with the the Chinese Trade Associations, or you call it United Front groups, and they organized a bunch of people there to welcome Li, and they were holding like huge banners and everything. It's quite well documented that they organized these people, and a lot of them are paid like either a gift or like a. They covered their meals. I think in Wellington, they even covered like accommodation for some of the university students from Palmerston North. So that's what we were encountering, a bunch of people who were well organized, just for the optics. I guess that's what the CCP cares about, and there were officials dressed in suits. Some of them have the little pin of the national emblem of China. So I guess you can reasonably assume that they're affiliated or from the consulate, and they look like people giving orders. So what happened was, among those people welcoming Li, there's very low, I would say, tolerance among them about people who disagree with them. And I had my my phone. I was recording some of these people, and one of the ladies would like slap my hand and were like, "No, you can't record us," which is a bit ridiculous. I said it's a public space. I don't know what's the issue. Which kind of reminds me of I don't know if you remember, there was the in London where a pianist was recording, and there was like I don't know, CCP supporters or something said, "No, you can't record us in public," for some weird reason they believe that.
But, well, Michael, is I've been at a number of pro-democracy rallies, and CCP affiliates are there filming and photographing. I remember one of the protests around Hong Kong. So there's always these ironies. And while I'm on, I might, for listeners' sake, when Michael talks about some of these supporters being paid or supported to be there, there's lots of ample evidence of that, screenshots and messages that I've seen. As you say, they paid for airfares, they paid for accommodation, free gifts. So clearly groups of people gathering in support, but you were there, I see, with the footage with a Taiwanese flag. You were making some provocative statements, but at the same time, they then decided to have a crack at you and Jian Jing.
Yeah, Yeah, so I was holding a flag of Taiwan. I call for freedom and independence for the people of Taiwan, Tibet, Hong Kong, etc. I wish for the for the death of Xi Jinping, which I personally don't view it as too extreme, but I guess they would view it as a provocative statement. But so that was what I was doing. But they tried to grab the flag from me, I think Jian Xing he tried to stop them, and they actually there was a guy in suits who were like who were yelling stuff like beat him up or something. So Jian Xing he was roughed up a bit. There's a guy blocking me from helping him. So it was pretty violent, more rough for him.
Yeah, it looked pretty violent. There's been suggestions in the report that he was being kicked on the ground and so forth, and you had to retreat into a bus by the look of it.
He was definitely shoved to the ground, and they were like kicking and beating him up. There was a guy in suits who were saying stuff in Mandarin like beat him up and stuff at the back, but that guy didn't do anything. So I mean, one can assume that he's probably one of the officials or whatever you call it. So it was a bit violent. It was until an Indian or South Asian gentleman who came in and said, no, don't do that to him and stuff. And then these people stopped, because I guess they saw a guy who's not Chinese, and they're like, they don't want to cause, trouble, I guess. But yeah, that guy put a thumb up for us for Taiwan. And, that's how it stopped.
It's good that he stepped in. I mean, we have protests, as you know, in New Zealand. We're New Zealanders. We're used to protests. Mm-hmm. We're used to different opinions and, if you will, even provocative statements. But we don't attack one another. But this just shows, I would suggest, the CCP on full display, because this is not the only instance where we've had protesters attack. There was that instance in Mission Bay last year. You'll recall that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was just out of the blue, a bunch of people holding a banner, and then a guy with a box cutter just went there and decided to destroy the banner and to attack the people. It was just, nobody did anything to him.
So there have been other instances. So obviously what's happened to you and to Jing, you've had what happened last year in Mission Bay. Have there been other recent incidences like this that you know of?
Not really. Nothing that I'm aware of, but at least protest, it was because it was kind of like well organized by those United Front groups. So that's why I guess it was a bigger event. And
Very, very significant. You could see that, both in terms of the Chinese government, but also for the New Zealand government. I mean, for you, Michael, where to from here? I understand it's been referred to police, but also are you hoping for sort of wider coverage of this for people to understand how this CCP, these United Front groups, work?
Yeah, I guess it's just, in New Zealand, I think people should know what's going on with those CCP groups, and I think just for New Zealand, there's very, very few people know like how much influence they have in New Zealand. Like, people think when you turn on TV, there are one or two channels in Chinese. They think, oh, that's just for the Chinese community or something. But very, very few people know that stuff is totally just Chinese state propaganda, backed by the embassy. It's all their talking points. I think that's something that New Zealanders mostly don't know, and And, you know, so therefore they also don't know anything about the influence of those groups, like what they do in New Zealand and how they're affecting the politics and everything, really. And, you know, and stuff, there's also recent articles about, what's his name, the former MP Jian Yan and current MP Nancy Liu. I mean, you know, people need to be aware of these things because otherwise, I think most Kiwis just think, oh, it's just representing the Chinese community, which is really not the case.
Well, I think it's why it's important to highlight these things, and particularly what, again, happened to you guys. I mean, acts of violence are just not acceptable. So I'm very sorry it's happened to you. Let's hope the police can track down those involved and hold them to account. But I'm really grateful that you've been able to come on and have a quick chat with me. So thank you very much.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.